If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, we have this new feature on the Odyssey app, another option for how the Rockaholics can get in touch with us.
Yeah, we have social media, we have text lines, we have phone calls, but now we have a new feature.
We have voice messages, and we have been getting some awesome voice messages on there. Some are rather interesting, so let's go ahead and slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby! It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
And we would love for you to leave us a voice message if you want to say hi, if you'd like to comment on something from the show, or just vent about anything going on in your life. Keep it under a minute, but definitely leave us a voice message, Rockaholics.
Are you ready for the first voice message?
Let's hear it.
Good morning, this is Paula. I got to meet the one and only Jerry Rice.
Seahawks legend.
Yes.
He played half a minute.
One of America's best football players ever. It was a dream coming true. Next, I would love to meet Joe Montana.
I have a feeling this person might like a certain team.
Sounds like it.
Rock on. And go Niners.
Okay.
Oh, there it
goodbye.
Is. There
gotta
it
go.
Is.
Have you ever met somebody like... So that's like a hero to her. Do you have a certain hero that you've met that instantly pops into your mind?
I mean, when I met Geddy Lee from Rush for the first time, I was like, if you look at the photo, I look completely out of my mind. And I walked away just bursting into tears. I could not hold it together.
Really?
Yeah, I was very emotional after that. I mean, I was shaking. I was sweating. It was chaotic.
Is there somebody else that you haven't met yet that you think if I met them, I would also be a mess?
Oh, I mean, that was probably the biggest one for me. I guess I'd probably freak out a little bit if I met Les Claypool.
You know, it's me
and my bassists, you know.
And the quirky bassists.
They're my favorite.
What about you, Danny?
Billy Joe Armstrong, of course. When I met him randomly in California at a fish place that he was ordering lunch at. And then afterwards, I was just like elated. Like I could not hold it together.
That's when you meet somebody that you're not expecting to meet, yeah. I think it hits a whole different way. Because thankfully with this job, we've gotten to meet a lot of people that I've been like fans of for my entire life from the world of wrestling and sports and things along those lines. But the one that hit me hard, I remember I was at a bar called Bandits. I don't even know if it's still around in Lower Queen Anne. And I'm sitting there, and the table across from me was the drummer of Mother Love Bone, Greg. And I'm such a massive Mother Love Bone fan. And the guy seemed so approachable, so nice. I couldn't get it together to say hi to him. All I could do was text Thrill. Because Thrill is a fellow Mother Love Bone fan. I'm like, Thrill, I don't know if you've got anything going on right now, but meet me at Bandits. The drummer from Mother Love Bone's here. He's like, what? And it was like both of us then spent the rest of the time talking about how nervous we would be to talk to the guy. And I'm like, oh, he's right there. I could have said hi to him.
Do you need like one more cocktail to make it?
Maybe four. Maybe four. Sarah, what about you?
Ooh, the most recent one, which in Vegas, you guys, I don't know, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I went to one of the housewives just opened up a new restaurant, and I just went there to grab a cocktail, and all of a sudden her and her husband are sitting right at the same bar, and I was unwell.
But did George even know who they were?
Oh, yes. George, okay. Low-key, kind of likes that show, too.
Low-key kind of likes that show.
I mean, he deals with it. He doesn't go into his other room. He just plays on his phone when I watch it. But I, the entire time, I knew I would regret not saying hi. So I did it. I went up. I said hi. I told
them. Were they cool?
They were so cool. But when I become really nervous like that, I don't shut up. So I just like word vomit everything. I
tell them you're just nervous 24/7 then.
Yeah. I'm like, I love you guys so much. Oh my God, you guys are my favorite. And they're like, thank you.
I was going to say, we're talking to the girl who still hasn't washed her hand from the concert she went to when
she puts on a rubber glove every time she takes a shower.
Yeah. I do, you guys. I do.
Still smell him.
Let's take out another voice message, which you can leave on the Odyssey app.
God damn it, guys. You know, I love listening to your station, and I've been doing it for, God, over 50 years. But I love Rush, but can we hear something other than Tom Sawyer, please?
As he plays it for us. Oh, my God. I support that.
How did you mask your voice, Terry? Was that you?
You just want to hear more Rush.
I hear some deep cuts, man.
For some reason, you sound like Joe. You know what was cool, though, at Live Night? We had our buddy Micah the Beast. He plays the ukulele, Me, My Uke, and I. You can find him all around town. He performs in different places. And we always ask him, hey, take a KSW song and try and turn it into a ukulele song. And he did that with one certain song that I knew would bring a smile to your face, and it took me forever to figure out what it was. And we do this one for our last voice message, Joe. It's for you.
Noah's mind is not for rent to any god or government. Always hopeful yet discontent. No changes are permanent, but changes and what you say about his company is what you say about society. Catch the witness, catch the wit, catch the spirit, catch the spit. Go, Taryn.
It took me till the very end. Do you know it? Do you need a hint?
You need the hint.
I'll take a hint.
It's Taryn Daly's favorite band. Yeah. And it rhymes with hush.
I'm sorry, I'm a firearms instructor. You're going to have to repeat that.
It rhymes with hush.
Are they Canadian? Is it Rush?
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Now the song rhymes with Schmom Schmoyer.
Huck Finn? Schmom Sawyer?
Yay! That was awesome.
Finally, we got there. That was a lot of fun. Shout out, Micah.
I don't know why you would think that anyone cheats at Live Night, Steve.
No, I mean, I hear the peanut gallery in the background all yelling, Rush!